This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
304 and DGS. Dave Murray coming up at 3:35. Former Senator Jack Danforth is going to join us at 4 p.m. Maybe I'll try my Josh Hawley looking like Woody from Toy Story joke on him.
You're going to love it.
Didn't work on you guys.
Yes, it did. We were all laughed. Yeah, you're right. They look
I think I said, why do his elbows move so weird?
It just really makes me laugh to think about.
What if his elbows did that?
There's a snake in my boot. So are we doing Krabby Patties tomorrow?
If you guys would like, I'm happy to stop by Wendy's on my way into work and pick up some patties for the crew.
Let's do it.
Maybe not Wheels, because he's a hater.
I told you. Yeah. I think it's probably good. It's just not a crab. Right? It's a burger. Probably a tasty one.
So Shea Bay down the hall made a very cool,
really cool
Instagram reel about her Krabby Patty experience. But she's kind of said the same thing as Andrew. Yeah. There's not really packaging, which is the biggest bummer
of
all.
What a miss.
It's a huge miss.
I know.
What an avoidable miss.
They gave her stickers, which the stickers are cute, but it's like, just put the sticker on the wrapper and then I'll be happy. So I'll stop by tomorrow and get us some and we'll see how it goes.
Dude, if I were in charge of this, I would have a very realistic looking Squidward costume and have people taking your order as Squidward and do it up. Someone didn't understand.
At least back in the day when we did these things, they gave us a decorative cup.
Right.
You know, there'd be a little plastic cup. I mean, back in the day, they were glass. I had a glass Grimace thing from McDonald's forever.
Those were cool back in the 70s.
Yeah. The McDonald's Batman Forever glasses.
Yeah.
That have, I guess, a bunch of lead in them, so you're not supposed to drink out of them. But I do still own a couple of those
sandworm popcorn holders.
Sure.
Right?
Everybody loves those.
People love those.
Yeah, they are great.
A new exercise pill mimics the effects of running a 10K.
Huh?
Scientists in Denmark say they've come up with a drug that mimics the side effects of running a 10K.
So you feel like crap, like you're going to die?
Yeah, just take 3 Benadryl.
Says the molecule that they developed mimics the effect that it has on your metabolism.
Oh. So it kicks your metabolism going.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, how do we feel about this?
Good.
It's like.
I was going to be like,
Well, what about someone like Amy who can run a 10K before
work? It evens us up.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah.
I'd take 3 pills. And
nobody's saying she can't still do that.
Mm-hmm. I had all morning.
I'll just be sitting out there at Forest Park in a lawn chair, and she drives by, I'll just be like, swallow.
Guess what I just did?
We're even.
We're the same. Yeah, we're the same level of fit.
We're working the same.
We're both hard
Something
workers.
Tells me it doesn't actually work.
Yeah, you also think there's not real Krabby Patties.
Yeah. They're not.
So, you know, you just don't like anything.
Hey, in the real
doesn't get magic.
He doesn't. That's what I was trying to say yesterday. He doesn't feel like pain or suffering or fear, but he also doesn't feel joy and wonder.
He's just, so.
Let's go.
You're calling something.
No, your emotion
not
is
you,
let's
Andrew,
go.
By the way. Not you, but like Wendy's. You're calling something that's just a burger something else.
No, we get it.
I know.
We understand your point.
Make something that is like a Krabby Patty, then it would be a Krabby Patty.
You don't seem fanciful.
I am not.
You don't see, you said you feel joy. You don't feel joy. You feel
on a
secret
daily
emotion.
Basis.
You feel a Wheeler emotion called let's go. That's your emotion.
It's joy.
It is a facsimile of joy. It is not real joy. Joy includes
this
whimsy.
This is actually kind
wonder.
Of an interesting topic, because let's say that we could test it somehow. We hook up electrodes and the joy meter goes up or the anxiety meter goes up. I think it would be fascinating. Like what I feel that I think is anxiety might not be. Other people might feel 10 times that. And here I am talking every day on the show about I'm depressed and I have anxiety. Maybe I don't compared to other people. The same thing with joy. Maybe his joy meter would be off the scale.
Well, see, this is the thing. My daily joy is pretty high up there, so anything that's down here just doesn't register. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
Literally no.
Like, I'm at an 8, but, like, the Krabby Patty's a 2, and the 2 doesn't do anything for me.
So you're saying you're too happy to enjoy
I'm
the Krabby
pretty happy,
Patty.
Dude. I'm not going to lie,
the
man.
The Krabby Patty would be dragging you down.
I will say I have 2 sliders. I have the happy and I have the angry. And sometimes they're at the same levels. Sometimes they go up and down, but those are the big ones.
See, that's just what I'm talking about. That's your predominant emotion.
But how many times do I walk in here in a bad mood?
It's not happiness. That's what I'm saying. It's not joy.
I'm always happy.
It's not anger. It's let's go.
I'm always happy.
It is this like kind of driving, forceful,
have you ever,
very red aspected
personal
feeling.
Question. Have you ever had a phase in your life where you'd look back and go, I was pretty depressed at that point?
No. I mean, I'm serious. No. That's not to say that there haven't been times where things are difficult. You know, family members that are sick or whatever. Yeah, but no, never just independently like, I'm not feeling it. That's not a brag. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to keep harping on the Krabby Patty, but
I insist.
What if there was like a special base? They were like, we're going to do a Detroit Tigers playoffs baseball meal.
So as an example, if you were like, let's do a pizza, right. Let's do a pizza thing here. Let's go with like Little Caesars or Domino's or Pizza Hut. And they're like, we're going to do a Detroit style pizza, but it's actually going to be our normal pizza. We're just going to call it Detroit style.
That's fun.
That's annoying.
Little Caesars literally does that.
I know. It's annoying. Just call it pizza.
They have a Detroit deep dish that is normal pizza with a slightly thicker crust.
Because this is the thing. I'm kind of a Wendy's stan. I like Wendy's a lot. And I'm sure this burger's really good.
Don't say you stan them.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
In a related story to the pill that mimics the 10K, new $5,000 pants will go hiking for you.
What?
A company called Skip is taking pre-orders for new high-tech pants that make hiking easier. A built-in exoskeleton gives you 40% more leg power.
Let's go.
That's cool.
I want an exoskeleton so bad.
Yeah, I'm with Wheels. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, if it works.
I would love to get the hyper-advanced hiking jeans, but it's just for, like, my normal.
They're called Mogo, short for mountain goat.
How much do they cost?
$5,000.
That might be worth it.
I'm getting
it.
The exoskeleton pants just to like walk to like, dude, you guys' office and back.
The honest to God, that and a jetpack is my dream. I would love an exoskeleton with a jetpack. Oh.
I'm assuming you're not burning as many calories when you're wearing the exoskeleton pants, though.
That's why you take that pill.
Okay. Wow. We're really just giving up, aren't we?
Yes.
Take the pill, throw on the pants. Here we go.
Put your pill in the Krabby Patty.
Would that diminish climbing Everest if you got to wear mechanical pants?
Not for me.
Oh. We really should never complain about anything because we are so spoiled rotten. Like, hey, don't train for the 10K. Just take the pill.
Yeah.
And if you want to go for a hike, just put on these pants with an exoskeleton inside.
Somebody's
you don't even have to break a sweat.
Suffering right now.
I'm just saying, it's a little...
I'm just picturing you guys seeing me walking down the hallway here. I'm asleep with my... my pants are just
drinking out of your bag of lemonade.
Just forcing me to walk forward.
Oh, man.
Some fun facts?
Oh, yes, please.
The Pakistani version of Sesame Street, Oscar the Grouch's name, Akhtar, and he lives in a rusty oil barrel.
Mm.
True story.
Is he?
That's symbolism, I'm sure.
Is he still a grouch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much the same vibe.
Okay.
Of course he's a grouch. He lives in the trash. Let's give Oscar a break.
Yeah.
I did not realize this next one is kind of interesting. The intro music to Seinfeld, we can all do it right,
etc.,
was slightly different in every single episode. It was composed to match the pace and cadence of Seinfeld's stand-up in the intro.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I think 30...
You look dubious, Wheels.
It just seems like a lot.
I kind of
like, really, like, you did that for a bazillion episodes?
I kind of don't buy it also.
Yeah,
I didn't want to say anything, but now that he's saying it, I also kind of don't
buy it. So you just disbelieve them?
Yeah, I just kind of I'm not sure I believe that you did that for every single.
How many bumps are there?
Good question.
Apparently lots.
Have you guys seen the story about the lady and the raccoons?
Yes.
No.
See the video?
Yes.
Lady's been feeding raccoons for 35 years, and it finally reached critical mass, and she was surrounded by more than 100 of them demanding food. I think they're shaking their little people hands at her.
Yeah.
And she got freaked out and called the cops.
Cops.
Well, 3 of them had warrants.
Yeah, well, you know. I know that you should not interact with raccoons because, obviously, they can bite and all that stuff. But they're cool. Yeah. And they're smart.
Yeah, I've
and
seen.
They're pretty cute.
I've seen some TikToks of people who adopted them as babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it I wouldn't mind. Ends well, but
no, but I mean, I bet that's one that could. It's not like you know when you go out and get an alligator and it's full grown and now you got a full grown alligator. It's
since
not like
they,
that.
Since they have little people hands, you can buy them rings and gloves.
No, they're smart, man. I like smart animals. Yeah,
that's what happened to that guy on the Chiefs, right? He like got a baby alligator.
It's
like
Carson Steele.
Big.
Yeah, he's got an alligator.
And now he's got an enormous alligator named like Crocky or something.
How much would you guess? Don't do the thing where I say how much could I bench press and you say 800 pounds. How much would you guess that Carrie Underwood makes each and every time Sunday Night Football theme airs?
$1 million. 20 to 30
on
grand.
The dot.
Oh,
really?
$1 million.
I was figuring round number because, you know.
Is that nuts?
That's crazy.
It's so stupid that they do that too. Not one football fan gives a crap.
I still haven't.
Not one.
Yeah, and I still haven't forgiven Carrie Underwood because a couple years ago she like fell and hurt her face. And do you remember this, Dave?
Oh, yes.
She was like, I am a disfigured monster.
Yes.
I hope you all still like me.
Yes.
And then she like made her next public appearance and she's just as beautiful as ever. You can't tell that anything even happened. I was like, well, what was that all about?
That's the only
about?
Time I've ever been mad at someone who had a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Because she really did. She was like, prepare yourself. It's like Phantom of the Opera.
This whole thing reminds me, too, of a thing that, like, I'm stunned that the TV networks that carry sports, but especially football, think that that kind of thing matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, football fans are going to watch the football game. You're not losing anyone or gaining anyone because Carrie Underwood or Hank Williams III or whoever is doing the pregame song. Like, not one person is going, you know.
Weird.
I know.
Song. Really hit the G.
Like, not song. One person is going to be song. Like, you know what? That intro made me, I'm going to watch.
I do think the exception is Taylor Swift, and I speak from my own experience because on Monday night, I went to bed very early on Monday. As I said, I've been having some sleep and tiredness issues, mm-hmm. but I was trying to stay up and watch the Chiefs game because I wanted to see what Taylor Swift was wearing, and I knew they would eventually show her. Fair. And I thought to myself, how many people are watching just to catch a glimpse of her?
What if it was just like 25 seconds of Taylor before the game? Would you stay and watch the game? Because that's what they're doing with these intros.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
But with the recurring appearances, she's like a recurring character on NFL games.
This one's going to go bad. Listening to metal makes you a worse driver.
I disagree.
According to a new survey, metal fans are more likely to honk at other drivers, run red lights, get into crashes, and get DUIs.
Okay, so zero DUIs, zero caused accidents. I don't run red lights, but I do honk my horn.
Again,
so one for four.
Incapable of comprehending, like, statistics and, like, you know, being an exception versus, like, also, you scream at people out the window of your car.
Well, I keep the windows up. First of all, like,
I think that's weirder.
There are also, let's be honest, there are also all kinds of people who do those same four things
that's
that don't listen to
like
metal.
That's like yelling at your spouse into a pillow.
I don't do that.
Just yell.
Yeah.
It's creepy if you yell. It's creepy you're yelling to yourself.
I can't remember if I've ever yelled into a pillow.
You have.
Maybe.
Just everything about you.
I have once, but I don't like to talk about it.
I just like to let it rip, man.
We should go to break now.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I didn't have it ready.
When I thought it was right. 324 DGS Halloween coming up. I'm super into Halloween. I love the season. I love the holiday. I love the movies. Here are the most Googled and attempted visited horror movie locations. The Elm Street House, which is in L.A. Buffalo Bill's House from Silence of the Lambs,
really?
Which is in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The Exorcist House, which they say is in Georgetown, but it's not. It's in Belnor, Missouri, right across the street from Umzel.
Is it where they shot it in the other place? Like, is that where
Yeah. And the Exorcist Steps, which are in Georgetown. I would love to see those. Like, that's just iconic. Michael Myers House from California. Martha's Vineyard from Jaws, and the number one is the Timberline Lodge, Mount Hood, Oregon from The Shining.
Yeah, that looks like a cool place just in general. Forget The Shining.
Yeah, we did go to the actual hotel in Estes Park. The whole family went out there the last time we were there in Colorado. And there's a room, it's like room 317 or something, where Stephen King was staying with his wife, had a nightmare, got up, smoked a cigarette, and by the time he finished his cigarette, he had the outline of The Shining. Huh. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, the Stanley Hotel.
The Stanley Hotel. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I visited there too, and the weirdest thing happened while I was there. I saw Andrew's brother.
That is like seeing a ghost.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You hadn't actually met him in person before,
no.
Right?
Did he recognize you first or vice versa?
I recognized him and I texted Andrew and I was like, where's your brother right now? And he's like, in Los Angeles, of course. And I'm like, well, I think he might be in Colorado.
You were like, I think your brother might be here at this hotel. And I said, Rachel, there is absolutely no chance, you fool. You absolute
quit wasting my time.
Yeah, quit with this fancifulness. There's no possible way my brother's there. And then I clicked on his Instagram story and he's like, just made it to the Stanley Hotel. And I was like, oh my God, it's him.
That's so weird.
It is really strange. It's really strange when you're on vacation and then you run into someone. And especially like him coming from the other side of the country. That was super strange.
Both of you not being from Colorado or that area and happening to visit the same place at the exact same time.
I've always thought it's weird socially. Like Michael Calhoun. I see Michael Calhoun literally every day. I never shake his hand or hug him. But if I were to be in the Ozarks and suddenly there's Michael Calhoun, I would either shake his hand or hug him. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, it's just weird how we greet each other differently. Even if I saw him every day this week and then on Saturday I saw him in Soulard, I would greet him differently.
He would hate that.
He would hate that. Especially a hug.
Yeah. yeah, because it's like, you know, you think of him, you're like, oh, he lives at work. He lives at work like everybody else who I work with does, and that's who I see when I go to work.
Like, you see him like your teacher when you're in third grade and you'd see them at Kmart and you're like, what are you doing here?
Right.
You're supposed to be at school.
You sleep under the desk.
You're supposed to be
very much a Where's Tom at the grocery store vibes. Yes. That we're
right now. Just a shame that this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
334 DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So let's start with Florida, since it's on everyone's mind. How are we looking?
Yes. It's not good. It you know, everything is kind of unfolding the way we've thought for the last couple of days. It's about 90 miles to the southwest of Tampa right now. It is moving to the northeast. It's picking up some speed, 15 to about 20 miles per hour, moving to the northeast. It's got 120 mile per hour winds in it right now. There's tornadoes all over Florida. Because remember, a hurricane is just a giant batch of thunderstorms that revolve around each other. Mm. So it's not quite half over land yet. It's kind of half and half here, I would say, in about 3 hours or so. As it makes contact with the land, it creates friction. Hurricanes don't like friction. And you're taking away the moisture supply, even though it will start feeding off the Atlantic. So that's why the winds are down to 120. It probably won't go much lower than that at this point, but once a hurricane starts to interact with land, it tends to slowly fall apart. But this will stay a hurricane across Orlando, across Daytona Beach. Prime spots are going to be, as far as the eye coming over, which it's a massive storm, so we don't really want to focus on it. But it's Tampa, St. Pete. Let's go down to about Sarasota and down to about Point Charlotte. Also will affect Fort Myers and Naples. Not a direct hit, but there's going to be a big storm surge from Tampa Bay all the way down to Naples.
Yeah, everybody has their favorite place in Florida. My family's special place is Siesta Key, which is a barrier island next to Sarasota. And my buddy still owns a place down there. And it's just like, it's just so sad. I mean, I'm not down there. I'm not in danger. I don't own property. But it's such a special place for us that the next time we go, it'll probably be a couple of years and it'll probably look very different.
It will look very different, no question. The barrier islands, you know, whether it be Florida, whether it be North Carolina, that doesn't matter. Barrier islands get just raked with hurricanes, even small hurricanes. They really suffer damage. But you think of a barrier island, that's what it is. It's a bit of a barrier. It's kind of, a few feet above sea level, if that. And so you get a storm surge of 15 feet. That's the picture you just have to paint right there. Bang.
So, Dave, I was going to ask you, I was watching the Weather Channel this morning, and I was wondering, like, I know you don't know exactly, but somewhere like Tampa Bay, when the storm surge comes in, are we talking it goes in 500 feet, 5 miles? I mean, how far inland do these things usually go?
You know, it all depends on the topography. All points on the coast, doesn't matter what coast you live on or where you live, there are tide maps and surge maps, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida, the southeast coast, all the way up into New England. It's fairly easy to pull one of these maps out and say, okay, if we have a 5-foot storm surge, here's where it's going. We have a 10-foot storm surge, here's where it's going, on and on and on. So the folks who live in those parts of Florida with this particular storm, you have a pretty good idea of exactly where this storm surge is going to be. What makes Tampa Bay unusual is that it's a funnel effect. If you don't know what Tampa Bay looks like, pull out a map and say, oh, I see why they're talking about this, because it just goes funneling into that bay. Now, I've also had some questions. As the storm moves in, it will actually pull the water out a little bit before the storm surge comes in, and then the storm surge takes over.
And what's interesting, too, having lived down there, Dave, and went to college there, one of the first things I actually wrote for real, like a newspaper article, was for, I was following Hurricane Andrew, but it was talking to the National Weather Center about, you know, what would have happened had that hit the Key West, right, directly, because Key West is one of those barrier island type things that you're talking about.
Yes.
But what was interesting to me is that in Florida and a lot of these places, too, they have all these canals everywhere.
Yep.
And they are connected to the ocean.
Coast,
And that can change it, where even miles inland, you can get flooding, you can have issues. Now, it's not the same as being under 10 feet of water, but these things go pretty far in.
Well, yeah, when you look at the state of Florida, it's not that much above sea level.
Right.
The whole state. So, yeah, it's a problem spot. My folks lived down there for years and years on the east coast of Florida in a little town called Jupiter.
Oh.
And, where the Cardinals play in the spring training. And every time a storm was, I just worried about them. They had hurricane doors and shutters and all this stuff. But most of the time it was like, and they live a couple of miles away from the coast. So, but the wind damage, the power line damage. The other thing to remember about this, some of the initial pictures that we will see tomorrow morning will be just initial pictures, because the brunt of this is going to hit overnight. And as far as getting to the barrier islands, having been on the ground in tornadoes, particularly Opal back in the 90s, is until you can get a helicopter up, you can't get to the barrier islands. You just can't. The bridges are gone. There's sand all over the place. In some places, the sand will be 15 feet deep on roads.
Dave, is this a bad enough storm that we won't be seeing the typical Jim Cantore in the wind kind of thing?
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure there'll be.
What do you think of that?
I think it's idiotic and foolish.
Good. I do too.
I've always had that opinion of you can't be on the ground, and I'm speaking as a meteorologist, telling people to evacuate and get inside, and you're the idiot who's out in it.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And I had battles with news directors over this in St. Louis, with winter storms, with whatever the case may be, is it makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Glad to hear you say that.
And most of the audience is going, you're a dang fool for being out there.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them are going, I bet I could do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Remember Dan Rather made his name a long, long, long time ago by reporting in a hurricane. And he was one of the first who did it. And so now all the young studs and studettes are saying, well, I can do that. I want to do that. I'll make a name for myself.
And Dave, I know we're warming up for the weekend again. Seems to be a pattern here.
Yeah, almost last week, almost a repeat of last week. Obviously, all the weather action is Florida. You look at the whole map of the United States, that's the only thing that jumps out. We're 81 tomorrow, so a little bit warmer, lots of sunshine, high pressure right over us. Friday, sunny and 84. Saturday, much like last Saturday, the warmest of this group, sunny and 87. We're ahead of a cool front on Saturday. The record's 89, so very close to that. It's an old one, 1890. Cool front comes through on Sunday, sunny skies, 72, but the real cool air behind this front lags a little bit by a couple hundred miles, really takes hold Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week with daytime highs in the 50s to near 60 degrees, and we'll be talking some areas of a little bit of frost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here Frost we go. On the pumpkin.
You
Love
got it.
It. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, North Korea says it will permanently block the border with South Korea. The country's central news agency reports that the North Korean military will completely cut off roads and railways and reinforce the border with strong defense structures. Now, travel between North Korea and South Korea is already banned and has been for many years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured that they already had that.
Well, I guess Kim Jong-un is just saying, like, we're making it permanent now, and you're never coming over here
for
any reason.
How does he have time when he's going full rounds of golf, getting nothing but holes in one?
Never pooping. Yeah. That's how he makes up for it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a lot of time saved.
A plane made an emergency landing after the pilot died mid-flight.
Yikes.
A Turkish Airlines jet had to make an emergency landing. The Airbus A350 was headed from Seattle to Istanbul when the 59-year-old pilot lost consciousness. The crew made an emergency landing at JFK Airport. The pilot died before the plane was able to land. The cause of the incident is not known. The pilot even had a routine health check in March with no major issues, according to the airline.
I believe the pilot and co-pilot are not allowed to eat the same thing.
Really?
So in case they get, like, food poisoning.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz says the Electoral College has got to go. Speaking at a fundraiser at the home of California Governor Gavin Newsom, Walz said the Electoral College needs to go, adding, but that's not the world we live in. The statement drew criticism from Republicans, while the Harris-Walz campaign also backed away, saying it does not support eliminating the Electoral College.
Let me give Governor Walz some advice. Shut up. You need to stop letting words come out of your face. I mean, you lucked out like no one's ever lucked out by saying, like, the Republicans are weird. Next thing you know, he is the running mate. He's folksy. He's likable. I get it. He seems to be a bit of a liar in the same vein that Biden is. Biden loves to stretch a yarn a little bit, and it seems like Walz does, too. I'm guessing that Kamala is having some buyer's remorse. Now it's too late, but he needs to just shut her down.
He's right, though.
About the Electoral College, I forget that's a big one for you.
I hate it. Well, again, here's why I hate it. If you're a Republican in California, your vote for president doesn't matter. Every delegate's
or a
going
liberal
to,
in Missouri.
That's exactly right, and that is not what we are supposed to be. My vote is supposed to count. Your vote is supposed to count, and they don't count. If you're in the wrong state and of the wrong party, your vote doesn't matter for president. Now, your vote matters on local races and things like that. But for the president of the United States, if you live in a red state and you vote Democrat, it doesn't matter. And if you live in a blue state and you vote Republican, it doesn't matter.
As I understand it, it was set up so that the population centers like Boston and such didn't just control the elections, and people in the hinterlands, their vote would count as much.
But it does if it's one person, one vote.
Yeah, but their worry was that, like, California would have way too much sway, and New York would have way too much sway. Now, it could be that in 2024, those things are no longer valid. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But I would probably go in, and to be fair, I'm an independent. I'm anti-MAGA, and at this point, almost anti-Republican because they control everything. The Mitt Romney Republicans who I like are gone, maybe forever, maybe for 10 or 20 years, but they're not coming back anytime soon. But even if it gave the election to my opponents, fair enough. I'm with you. I would, at this point, rather blow it up and just have a general election.
Or at the very least, if you want to have some kind of protection built in with the Electoral College, then you have to give the votes out proportionately. You don't just get them all, right?
Right.
So if 40% of Californians want to vote for Donald Trump, those should count. And the same thing for whatever percentage of people want to vote for Kamala Harris in Missouri. They should, it should matter. Your vote for president should matter if no matter who you are. And as it is now, it does not matter. And that's why this comes down to five or six states. They're the only ones in play. Literally everything else is a known. It's done.
All right, one more story here. Wimbledon is replacing their line judges with AI in 2025. I think they were the last.
How'd that hit you?
I'm disappointed. I liked that they still used line judges.
I agree.
It's old school. And
it's old school.
Wimbledon is so like prestigious, and you've got the grass courts, and everybody's in white and respectful, and strawberries and cream. It's like, all right, let's keep this old school thing going of the line judges. Now they're going to get rid of it just like everyone else. I think they were the last like major to still use line judges. So it is.
Would
a
you guys forego a Japan trip to go to Wimbledon?
Probably not.
I don't like tennis that much.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
All righty.
Country artist Jason Aldean is finally speaking out and saying he's sick of people criticizing him for protecting himself during the Las Vegas shooting, where 60 people were killed, 413 were injured, 1,000 rounds. If you remember, he just ran off the stage and didn't say, like, get out of here, or there's something going on. And he says he's just tired of taking crap.
I think he has a point.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know exactly what's going on.
Right.
And if you start, you know, hey, there's a shooter. And what, I mean, what if it's not? What if he just had an instant reaction? I mean, I don't know. That's a very difficult spot to put someone in and then say, you're wrong for not being a hero or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I never thought of that. If he yelled, there's a shooter, and there wasn't.
Right. What if it wasn't what it was?
People get trampled.
Because in that instant, you're going to have a reaction, right? Because you're going to hear or see, notice something. But that doesn't mean that it's exactly. And if you set off a stampede, what happened? I don't even know if you're thinking any of that. I just don't understand how you blame someone who's not a. This is not a police officer or a soldier or somebody that was trained to react a certain way to certain things. I think everybody's reaction is unknown. Yours is, mine is, his was.
Fair enough.
I think the only thing you criticize him for is he wears all those tight jeans.
Again,
a joke.
Fair enough.
A joke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.